Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am very excited today because the Lord has blessed us to see another day. And in addition to that, we're able to pray unto God, and we're able to make everything all right. I would like to extend my condolences to the late Dr. Maya Angelou's family, and I want her family to know that the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry recognized that at this particular time, at this particular moment, that we should always pray so that we will not faint, and we shall all lift up and magnify and celebrate the will of God. So I would like to acknowledge the late Dr. Maya Angelou, and as a matter of fact, on my next segment, God's Will, I am going to read a few of her works, and I'm also going to attempt to play an audio of her speaking, because she did come to Texas in 2009, and I had that opportunity, and so I'm going to download a few pictures and things of that nature, but she did come to the University of Texas in 2009, and she is a phenomenal woman. And so without further ado, before we get started, there are several things that we need to do. First of all, I want to say good evening again to each and every one of you. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends. I want to thank all of the newcomers. I want you to continue to invite people. Because the Word of God is needed in times like these. We're going to need a Savior. There's no way that we can make it on earth alone. So continue to let your friends know about blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In addition to that, we're going to go through our activity, which is carry all of your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. And then after which we're going to read a scripture, and then we're going to go before God. And as I said before, I allow the unction of the Spirit to move as I begin to pray. I don't have anything scripted. There are a couple of people who asked for prayer, and I asked the Lord, would he give me the words so that we all can be covered? Because in days and times like this, we all need to be covered in prayer. There's not, and I continue to say, there's not one person on earth who could stand to just not have prayer in his or her life. So it's very important that we take this seriously as far as the Lord is concerned, and that we pray unto God and we let the Lord know what we need. And so, as I said before, the prayer is going to be under the unction of the Holy Spirit, so I can't tell you what I'm going to say, but I pray to God that I cover each and every one of you who is listening and those of you who will listen in the future. So without further ado, I would like for you to get a sheet of paper and pencil, or you can also just think about what I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
All right, what I want you to do is write down two favorable things that happened to you today, and I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. If you want to write down more, that is fine. So write down two favorable things that happened to you today. Okay, thank you. Now I want you to skip a few lines, and I want you to write down two things that you're asking the Lord for, two things. Okay. All right. This is what I want you to do. I want you to look at your two positive things that have happened to you in your life. And I want you to begin at this particular time to write those two things down to your positive list. Okay? And I want you to look at it up and down, and I want you to begin to thank God for all of the positive things that have happened in your life, because some of those things, those unfavorable situations were changed into positives. So let's go ahead and begin to thank God in advance for his grace and mercy which endured to all generations. Amen. I get excited every time I hear about God's grace and his mercy. And it not only covers one generation, but it covers a whole universe. So let's begin to give God praise for that. Now I want you to go down a few lines, and I want you to look at the two things that you asked the Lord for. Look at those two particular things. And I want you to transfer those two things to your piece of paper. And I want you to go ahead and thank God in advance for those two things, or those four things, or those six things, or those 10 things. Go ahead and thank God in advance. Now I want you to look at that piece of paper, or think about those things. And I want you to look at it before you go to bed, or I want you to think about it before you go to bed. And I want you to put it under your pillow, or put it in your mind. And when God blesses you to wake up, God's will tomorrow, amen, I want you to get that sheet of paper. I look at it up and down. I want you to put it on and wear it well. And own it and know that God gave you those things, okay? Now, before we go into prayer, I would like to read a scripture. And as I'm reading the scripture, I want you to go ahead and prepare your mind for prayer. And I want you to prepare your mind for blessings. And I want you to prepare your mind for favor. And I want you to prepare your mind for wisdom. And I want you to prepare your mind for understanding. I'm going to read to you. Actually, the Lord has given me a few verses to read in Psalm, and we're going to have to be patient today, amen, because I have to go on the Spirit of God, and it seems like we're going to read at least three different sections, but we have plenty of time. But we're going to start out with Psalm 67 and 1 through 3, and it reads, God, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. I have read to you Psalm 67, 1 through 3. Now I'm going to allow you to go ahead and get your Bible as we travel through the Bible. And I'm going to read what the Lord has given me. And it's at least two more passages, two more Psalms. Please get your Bible, and if you would turn to Psalms. And we are at Psalms 92. 1 through 5. Psalm 92, 1 through 5. Aries, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thy Lord has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. I have read to you Psalm 92:1-5. And I have one more passage that I must read to you tonight. We're at Psalms 106:1-5 again. Psalm 106:1-5. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. I have read to you Psalm 106:1-5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I would like to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to go into prayer. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when we come unto prayer, we come unto the full notion, knowing that we have decreased ourselves to zero and increased God to greatness. We come unto a higher God, knowing that it is he who made us and we not ourselves. We come unto God knowing that everything that we do for Christ shall last. We come unto God knowing that the power and the knowledge of the word of God is within our minds and we must live it from day to day. I was telling someone that I heard someone say that salvation is really not free. But God spoke to me and said that salvation is free unto us because he is the one, God is the one who already paid the price. He said that individuals need to run to salvation because it's free. He's giving out salvation. Salvation is free. He's given out grace and mercy, amen. That's something that we can't work towards. That's something that God gives us because of favor. So the price has already been paid, amen. We just have to keep walking or continue walking in the word of God. And I know before we get started, because I'm on fire tonight, y'all. I know that before we get started, I know we get tired. I know that things happen, situations in our life that causes us to sway, amen, like that storm, like that ship in the ocean when the storm comes. But the Lord says that he is our hope. He says that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He says he's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He says he's Elohim El Shaddai Yahweh. And he can provide anything that we need. And so therefore, we come unto God. We come unto a living God who is able to do everything but fail. But the thing about us is that we have to continue to trust in God. And we have to continue to believe that God can do all things because he is God. And so I just want somebody to know tonight that there is no price on salvation. Salvation is free. It was free when Jesus hung on the cross. That was the price that he paid so that we could have it for free. Jesus went in our stead, and because he went in our stead, we are able to accept and receive salvation. We can't give salvation because it comes from on high. But we are the inheritance of salvation, and so therefore we should take full advantage of what God is getting ready to do. And I just want you to be encouraged because God is an awesome God. And in spite of whatever it is, God is able to bring some sunshine to your rain. Amen? How many of you know that when you trust in God with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding, how many of you know that he will direct? Amen. It didn't say that he will point. Is that right? He said he will direct our paths. And one thing you must understand, saints, and I'm speaking to my bloggers before we go into the word of prayer. One thing you must understand is that you're going to deal with people on a daily basis who don't know God, who's not saved. You're going to deal with storms. But the Lord always has a ram in the bush. Amen. And he always have a place. Right? They said there is a place where the righteous may come. Amen. It's a place of rest for all your needs. And so there is a place of peace that Jesus gives that surpasses all understanding. There is a place. So therefore, as we go unto God, we're going to have to cast out all of those things, those worries. We're going to have to cast it out. Amen? And we're going to have to give it to God. And we're going to have to do it in prayer and supplication, because God is good. And what he's getting ready to do, amen, is going to be amazing. And in addition to that, the Lord is getting ready for a season. And I want to encourage someone today. There, and you'll know exactly who I'm speaking to. There have been a time that you felt like I'm trying so hard, Lord. I'm trying to go to church. I'm trying to do what I need to do. But it seems like the blessings never come my way. It seems like I can't grasp the blessings. It seems like evil is winning. It seems like evil is ahead. It just seemed like God has forgotten. Well, guess what? God hasn't. He said there is a season, just like there is life and death. He said there is a season for you. Amen? And it's tailor-made, meaning that this season for you is going to help you to grow to be the person that God has called you to be. And I was telling someone yesterday, and I'm almost finished, but when the Lord gives me something, I have to share it. I was telling someone yesterday, God did not call everybody. He calls some people. Amen? And when he calls some people, they say, well, Lord, I'm not an ordained minister. They say, Lord, hold on, I have to get this right. Lord, hold on, I have to get that right. Amen? But the Lord said you should have the same spirit that the fishermen had. Amen? When they dropped their nets and they followed Jesus, and they was walking in blind faith because they didn't know where Jesus was going. Then I went on to tell the bloggers, I said, you notice that Jesus Christ didn't preach in a synagogue, amen? And Jesus revealed a few days ago that it was hard to preach in the synagogue because people, they were going by titles, and Jesus was the best teacher. He was the rabbi, but guess what? He was teaching outside, amen? How many of you know that if we prepare people on the outside, then when God looks on the inside, everything will be all right. Is that right? So as we go to God in prayer tonight, let us forget about ourselves. Let us lift up holy hands and concentrate on the Lord. I pray tonight, Lord, that you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness. Whatever allergy is in the air, whatever sickness that is going through people's bodies, whatever it is, allergies, colds, whatever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it so that we can pray unto God, so that we can magnify and uplift your holy name. Lord God, we're just asking you, would you help us tonight, those who are tired, those who may be sleepy, those who are going through the storms of life, those who are going to have a sleepless night, those who aren't going to sleep at all. We're asking you, would you help them to sleep tonight, Lord? Those who are going in the hospitals, we know that you are a physician. Those who are going to different places, Lord, we know that you are a leader. You guide individuals. And, Lord, as I pray tonight, I'm asking you, would you make this prayer a prayer that you are pleased with, a prayer and the word of God that you give, not what I think, not what I want to say, but, Lord, help the word of God to sprue out of my mouth so that we can begin to break the chains, so that we can begin to break the shackles, so that we can begin to live. We can begin to walk in the will. We can begin to go in the direction you would have us to go. Lord God, each prayer that is rendered, each person that said, pray for me, I'm asking, would you bless this prayer tonight to cover each person, each listener who's on the line. You know what they need. We're asking, would this prayer cover those needs? These allergies that are running rapid in the atmosphere, we're asking you, would you bless this prayer to cover those allergies? the pain that's going through people's bodies. We're asking, would you bless this prayer to heal the wayward minds, the confused minds, the disturbed minds. We're asking, with this prayer, render peace, bereavement, sympathy, things, storms that people are going through. We're asking, with this prayer, be peace for their souls. As we go into prayer, Lord, help us. Give us strength so that we can make it. Lord, I'm asking, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom? Would you bless this prayer to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless this prayer to be anointed a word from on high? Would you elevate the word of God? And would you decline the word of the world? As we begin to pray, Lord, we're asking for the Holy Spirit, a move of God. We're asking for deliverance. We're asking for guidance. We're asking for wisdom. We're asking for knowledge, power. We're asking for the word of God. We're asking for peace that surpasses understanding. We're asking for comfort. We're asking for healing, restoration. We're asking for mending of broken hearts, cooling of scorching fevers. We're asking for evictions of pain in the body. We're asking for individuals to come who is about your business. As we speak, Lord, we understand that you are able to move the pain, the headaches, neck pain, back pain, the allergies that continue to linger. We know that you are God who can remove it. The wayward minds, the mind that's disturbed, the broken heart, we know that you are able to mend it. And as we come unto you tonight, I'm asking you, would this prayer be purposeful, meaningful? Would it reach individuals, and not only individuals, but the host as well? Help this prayer to be anointed, appointed, and help it to cover the people of God. And help us to be better than when we first came. In Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we come unto you as empty cups, waiting to be filled by you. We don't want to be filled by the world. We don't want to be filled by our perceptions, our thoughts, Lord. We want to be filled by you. We thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, some people are going through back pain. Some people are going through head pain. Some people are going through allergies. Some people are going through different types of sickness that is running rapid in their bodies. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you calm it right now, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we know that without you, we can do nothing. We know that without you, there will not be anything that can happen. But we know that with you, everything is possible. And Lord, whatever is possible, we ask that it be done in the name of Jesus. Whether it's healing, whether it's restoration, whether it's mending of broken hearts, whatever it is, Lord, we know that you are in full control. Lord God, we ask that you continue to help us to be vessels. Help us to be your mouthpiece for you. Help us to do your holy will. Help us to walk in your will. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be better people. Lord God, we know that every person that we speak to on a daily basis do not have a relationship with you. They do not know you. But we're asking you, would you help us to act accordingly? Help us to continue to exemplify who you are. Lord, there are people in the bereavement, people who have lost family members, people who have lost friends, people who have lost people they looked up to. We're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, would you give them a peace that surpasses all understanding? Would you help them in whatever way, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus? Lord Jesus, on this journey, we get tired. We need rest, and we're asking, would you help us to find that rest? Because when we're doing the work of God, we have to be ye ready at all times. Help us, Lord, to continue to give the word of God. Help us to be about the Father's business. Help us to be ambassadors. Help us to be better people. Lord God, we come to you as humble, as submissive as we know how. We come to you kneeling before you. We come to you bowing before you in obedience. Whatever calling you have on our lives, we answer today, yes. Whatever ministry you have in our hearts, we answer today, yes. Whatever destiny, we answer today, yes. We surrender our hands. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds, our bodies, our spirits unto you today. Bridle our tongues. Help us to say the words that you would have us to say. Help us to think the things that we come to you and think about. Help us to uplift instead of tear down. Help us to help people soar instead of bring them down. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Lord, bring us up. Lord God, there's somebody singing the song Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. And they're asking you to come, see about them, Lord. But help them to know and realize that you're already there. You're just waiting for them to connect with you. Heavenly Father, if we're too far away from you, we're asking you, would you move us up? Hey, amen. And if we're too close, we're asking, would you draw us closer, because we never can get too close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If there is any malice, jealousy, envy in anyone's heart, we ask that it be removed in the name of Jesus tonight. We ask that they don't go to bed being angry, mad, upset. We ask that you bring peace to whatever situation. Then, Lord, we're always, as you said, giving credit to the devil. The devil is busy. But, Lord, help us to understand that you do more than sit high and look low. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You bring people out of bad situations. Amen. You comfort people. Yeah. You give us the word of God so that we may disseminate it. You keep us covered. You protect us. You keep us safe when we're going through the storm. You keep us insane when there are things happening all around us. You're that God. Help us to begin to acknowledge what you're doing. Because if the devil is busy, the question is, well, what is God doing? And you're doing a lot. And we ask that you have mercy on us, Lord, and help us to begin to turn those things around and to begin to get the devil out of people's lives, get the devil out of people's hearts and their minds, get the devil out of schools, get the devil out of people's hands, get the devil out of people's their jobs, get the devil out of people's minds. And we need it to be replaced with you. Lord, if we have anything in us that's not of you, we ask that it be removed in the name of Jesus. If we go to and fro seeking trouble, seeking what we can hear, help us to run to good things. Help us to run to you, Lord. If our feet run to trouble, if our feet run to gossip, if our feet run to hatred, we're asking you, would you oppose our feet and help us to walk in the right direction? If our mind is not in you like it was in Christ Jesus, we're asking, would you let this mind be in you? If our hands are not doing the right things, we're asking you, would you anoint them where they will be purposeful? If our temples are too much we're asking you to turn it down. If we open our mouth too much, we're asking you, would you discipline our tongue? If our ears are hearing too much, we're asking you, would you turn it down some? Help us to be problem solvers and not the problem. Help us to love one another. Help us to treat people like we want to be treated, Lord. Help us to walk in the will of God. Help us to be better people for you. Help us to do what you would have us to do. I pray for every disturbed mind that's listening, that's going to listen. I pray for every disturbed mind around the world. If someone is disturbed, someone has gone mad, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bind their hands? Bind the sin and cast it into the sea. Lord God, we're asking you, would you send people in our lives who are meaningful, meaning that they mean us good? Would you help us to be able to discern better? Help us to live better. Help us to walk better, talk better. Do better, love better, believe better, trust in you better. In the name of Jesus. Lord, there are people who are going through storms. You know every storm, Lord, because you have written our story. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, if it's your will, would you tell peace to be still? Lord God, whatever is happening in the lives of others, good, bad, or otherwise, we're asking would you bless each person to keep their eyes on you, looking up to the hill from which cometh all, not some, I said all, of thy help, and all of thy help cometh from you. Lord God, there is a calling. There is a ministry. There is a blessing on the horizon. And we want to be ready. And we're asking you, would you prepare now for the goodness and the mercy of the Lord? Would you help us to remain humble, steadfast, and continue to work and do your will? Lord God, I'm asking that you bless the love of Jesus up ministry as it goes nationwide, as it is nationwide. That you continue to bless each guest upon the ministry, their families, their careers, their gifts. Lord, we're asking that you remove any words that's not godly and put in and replace it with godly words. If there is any hatred in our heart, we're asking would you remove that hatred and put love. If our feet are walking to trouble, if our mouth continues to speak of evil, discipline our mouth, Lord. If our eyes are not on you, help us to focus on you. Lord God, there are a lot of things going on in the world. There are children being killed. There are children being kidnapped, Nigerian girls. There are a lot of things going on, Lord. And we're praying for each situation because we know that in your own time, you will rescue your children. Lord, we ask that you continue to look down upon those who cry late at night in the midnight hours. They don't know how they're going to be able to face tomorrow because they barely made it today. But Lord, we're asking, would you give them hope? Would you be a comforter,
so that they can get sleep. Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless those who are out in the streets, those who are far away from home, those who are close to home. We ask, would you bless those individuals in a particular manner. Lord, we realize and recognize that everything we ask for, we ask it in the name of Jesus, and if it's your will, whatever your will is, we ask that it be done. Lord, you know each situation. You know each person's life. And we're asking you, Lord, whatever the individuals need, if it's your will, we ask that you grant it. Whatever may befall from you, Lord, we know that it's going to be well with our souls. Lord, as we conclude our prayer, but never from your presence, Lord, we ask that if you've called us to do something, that we answer. And the answer is yes. If it's too big, Lord, we ask that you help us to take it up a little bit and still wear it because you called us to do it. If it's too small, help us, amen, to humble ourselves and to do. Lord, we thank you for the callings. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the test that you've given us. We thank you for the rams in the bush. Amen. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the places we're going to be able to go in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for just being here. We thank you for your patience with us. We know that we don't always make you happy, but we thank you for loving us in spite of. We thank you for the confidence you have in us. We thank you for the investment you've made by giving your life. We thank you for the sacrifices that you made, your son. We thank you for going to the cross. We thank you for having the courage to get up on the third day with all power invested in your hand. We thank you for the doors that were shut. We thank you for the, and we praise you for the doors that were open. And we trust you for the doors that are ajar. Lord God, we realize and understand that you're getting ready to do big things. Help to remain humble and help us to keep our eyes looking towards the hill. If there is any bereavement, we're asking in the name of Jesus, which you bless them. Be their comforter. If someone's going through the storm of life, Lord, we're asking you, would you be their ark, as you told Noah to build. If someone is thinking about trouble or mouthing off, or going down the wrong path, we're asking you, would you be that shining light who asked that question, why do you persecute the Christians? Help these children all around the world to be obedient. Teach them, Heavenly Father, through your prophets and your pastors and your ministers, that their days are shortened when they are disobedient, but their days are numbered when they are obedient. Help us to be good Christians, positive role models. Help us to do your will, Lord. Lord, now as we conclude this prayer, whenever your presence, we're asking you, would you help us, bless us, and whatever allergies is going around, whatever it is, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bind that spirit? Whatever is going on in the minds of others, we're asking you, would you bind that spirit? Lord, we thank you for the platform. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for being God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And I always feel good when I'm able to pray unto the Lord. And when you pray, and it doesn't matter who you are, you always feel better. Like I feel better right now, amen, since I prayed unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what I need to happen. This is what needs to happen. We've prayed unto God. And I have some announcements to make. Then I'm going to bid you farewell. But before I do that, I want to give what the Lord has given unto me. And this may sound strange, but I don't know what I'm going to say. But I'm functioning under the unction, amen, of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord wants us to know that he is the same God yesterday as he is today. The one thing that you must recognize and know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is he's consistent. He doesn't change. And I want to encourage my listeners and my bloggers in a particular way, and I want to encourage you and let you know that God has not forgotten about you. There are many times when we face rough situations. One person in particular that the Lord is showing, and you'll know that this is you because just last night you prayed unto God that you would move to Mississippi. Is that right? And so the thing about it is this. When we pray unto God and we continue to trust in God and we continue to do what the Lord has asked us to do, he will bless us. And many times people feel like they deserve, right? We're human. You deserve better. And sometimes the world's better is not good enough for God. Amen? And that's encouraging. God says sometimes the world's better is not good enough for God. And this is the test. Amen? If you're able to remain alive, that's a blessing. If you're able to go into your kitchen and have something to eat, that's a blessing. If you're able to somehow bring income into the house, that's a blessing. And what the Lord is saying, amen, is that sometimes what the world have to offer you, he has something better. Amen? And so do not become discouraged, God says, when the door closes. Do not become discouraged on who men, women, boys, and girls have their faith in. Amen? Because if the Lord believes in you, then it's going to be all right. You're going to eat, sleep, amen, and you're going to have the favor of God, amen. So you don't have to worry about anything. The Lord says, as long as he says that you're all right, it doesn't matter what the world say. You just keep looking up to the hills from which cometh your help. But I tell you what, the Lord says the devil can only do so much. The devil can only tear up so much stuff before God steps in. And God never forgets about his children, just like that sheep. We thought that the Lord was going to let that sheep wander off. The Lord said, I'm not going to let my sheep wander off. He said, I'm going to get that one sheep. Although he had all those 100 sheep who were worth way more than that one sheep. But I want to encourage you today and give you that revelation that the Lord says sometimes what the world has to offer is not good enough. That's not what he wants you to have. Amen? So keep working for God. Continue to pray unto God. Continue to believe. Have faith. Trust in God, and he will prove himself unto you. And that's the word of God. And as I said before, it doesn't matter. As long as you have faith in God and God have faith in you, that's just about all you need. Okay? So it doesn't matter at this point how the world views who you are. The person that you're trying to please, the spirit that you're trying to please is Jesus Christ. And if we could ever get that in our minds and believe it, we can be ourselves and we can begin to walk into the will of God. But if we continue to try to please man, if we continue to try to please the world, fit into the mold of the world, we will continue to walk out of the will of God and continue to worry our lives away about what people think about us. You have to realize and understand who your maker is, who wakes you up in the morning, who puts you to bed at night. Amen. Some people say my parents. Amen. But I'm saying who is able to wake you up and who is able to put you to sleep when you can't go to sleep. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who I'm talking about. And if we get that in our minds, that I'm living each day, amen, to give my best unto God. I'm living each day to please God. I'm living each day to edify, magnify, and glorify his name, not Alfreda's name, not Alfreda's crew's name, but I'm working to please God. If we could ever get that in our mind, then we can begin to walk in the will of God. I have a quick little revelation story. I used to, when I was, when I was a teenager, I used to play sports, so I would bring my Bible and begin to read my Bible. And to be honest with you, through my teenage years, that's when God really began to deal with me and his will for my life. And in reading my Bible, the Lord taught me, not only the Lord but my family, but the Lord taught me to pray about everything. Whatever obstacle that students can face or people can face when they're teenagers, he said, pray about it. You're trying to get into college, pray about it. You want to pass a test, pray about it. You want the right people, you want to hang around the right people so you won't get in trouble, pray about it. You want to be respectful to your teachers, pray about it. You want to be a model student, pray about it. And the Lord revealed that the world doesn't know how to accept sometimes Christian people. And so what happens is Christian people sometimes, they get shortchanged, amen? They get shortchanged in life sometimes. It happens. But God says it'll finally catch up. And he said, not only will they receive what God had planned for them to receive, but they'll receive it double. So I want to encourage you, don't give up on God. Keep running the race. You may be tired. People may have done everything they possibly could to pass you. You see what I'm saying? But the Lord said, you keep running the race. And make sure you're not jumping over fences. Amen. Make sure that you're not taking shortcuts. Jesus said, keep running. And I want to encourage somebody with that. Because when the Lord blesses you, he gives you double, triple, and everything. But it's a test, because why? You're a Christian. You confess the Lord at an early age. I was baptized at the age of 6. And so sometimes the world, they just don't understand. And there's nothing wrong with that. So you feel shortchanged, right? And so you have to understand that when God gets ready to bless you, he'll bless you. You have to understand that some of those doors that you wanted open, they didn't open for a reason. Some of those places you wanted to go, God didn't want you to go. You didn't go for a reason. Be patient. God is coming. He's on his way. But you have to continue to pray unto God. And it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you this, my Mississippi person. It doesn't matter how many people are against you. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. It doesn't matter how many people say that you can't. If God say you can, you're going to do it. Period. God has a way of doing things. so that you'll be able to do what he asked you to do. So if you think you're running from God, think again, because the Lord can do things. And you say, what are things that's between you and the Lord that will cause you to begin to walk in his will? He will remove things. You will have to make sacrifices, hard sacrifices, in order to walk in God's will. So therefore, don't give up. The race is not given unto the swift, but is given to the one who endured to the end. So whether you feel like changed, don't lose hope, because God is on his way. I hope I encourage someone. I hope that I help someone. When we pray, we need to be sincere. When we pray, we need to be honest with God and bring everything unto God in prayer. Prayer is essential. It's important. I was reading someone's blog, and they said prayer is not necessary, and it is, because that's a form of communication unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I use every moment that I can to speak and recommend Jesus Christ, because we need Jesus Christ. As I said before, there are a lot of things happening, especially with our youth, our young adults, between the ages of 20 and 25. There are a lot of things happening around the world, and we need to begin to pray. Connecting with Christ is important. It's important, and that's why I can't wait to really launch it, because it's important. We need to connect with Christ. We need to know who he is. We need to spend time with him. We need to talk to him and walk with him. We need to let him lead and guide us. We need to surrender our lives unto him, because we're going to need him in the midnight hours. Amen. In the morning, throughout the day, we need Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I recommend Jesus Christ unto you. If you do not have a Savior, I recommend Jesus to you. He's a friend. He's Allah El Shaddai Elohim. He makes a way out of no way. He gives favor. He gives life. He wakes you up in the morning and starts you on your way. He looks beyond our faults, and he sees our needs. Somebody says he is the way, the truth, and the light. Someone says that he is the Alpha and the Omega. Someone says that he is our shepherd. Someone says that he is our comforter. Somebody said that he's our protector. Somebody said that he's the one who gives us favor. Someone says he sits high and looks low. Someone says he gave his only begotten son. Someone said he went to the cross. Whatever you believe about the Lord and Savior, I recommend that you get to know him. I recommend that you spend time with the Lord, reading your Bible, speaking to the Lord. It's not crazy to talk to God. It's really not. Matter of fact, it's smart. And so I want you to begin to speak to God. People begin to go mad and lose their minds to get it out. You can't hold it in. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is, I recommend Jesus. I thank you for listening. I thank God. I thank my family and friends. Now we're going to the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Affecting Your Walk Guide is out. It is on several websites, including bookworld.com. That's bookwhirl.com. It's also on foiless.com, foiles.com. It's on barnesandnobles.com. It's on Amazon.com, so please be sure to check out those guides. In addition to that, we're asking you, would you continue to pray for some of my artists who will travel so that they can spread their ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, any positive community member, please Facebook AfredaLove, AlFredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emoney_love@yahoo.com. I want to let you know that I'm going to have some very exciting guests who are coming on the ministry in the future. We have some media individuals. We have some things that happen in the news that we're going to talk about, and we're going to get perspectives on people who was actually there. So it's not like someone's just saying it. It's people who were actually there, and it's going to be things that will benefit us as far as things that's going on in the community and how we as the body of Christ can help individuals through the Lord and Savior. In addition to that, the CIC, Connecting with Christ, Connecting with Christ is up and running. It's live and well. We're going to expand this, as I said, all over the United States and all over the country. So please be sure to continue to look out for that. Also look out for updates on my Facebook page on things that's happening within the community that's positive, and also to display some of my gospel artists. Please be sure to do that. In addition to that, I just want you to know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. As I said before, be sure to invite at least 5 to 6 people to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. I would appreciate it so much. You will be blessed. You will hear the word of God, and we're going to have special guests on, so please be sure to invite other individuals to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love is chill because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.